Hello, everybody. Colin Cook here, your assiduous and persistent host. And this is How It Happens, this broadcast on the grace of God to men and women in conflict with various addictions, my friend. And I'm telling you seriously, I am persistent. I intend to keep going with this broadcast until you get the point. And the point is not a point, but Jesus. The point is Christ in our lives. The point is the whole issue is not about works. It is not about us. It is about Him and what He has done for us. But then I intend to extend the meaning of that to the psychological and the spiritual and the behavioral situations that we find ourselves in. What I am doing over the next few days, and maybe some weeks actually, is to show you the relationship between the emotional wounds, the spiritual delusions, and the addictive behaviors. All right, so really you need to get pen and paper out, I would say. It might be helpful for you if you write these perceptions down. I'm going to pause with the broadcasts on, not the broadcast, but the theme of the book of Romans. We'll be coming back to that. I've done all that I'm going to do up to this point, up to chapter 16. Then we'll start all over again in a while. But right now, what we will do is to explore the relationship between the spiritual delusions, the emotional wounds, and the escapes from pain. I'd like you to write those three factors down because they are the three factors that constitute, that make up addiction. The spiritual delusions, the emotional wounds, and the escapes from pain. Now, I talked about this yesterday, but I intend to keep going at it assiduously, giving you some good words here, right, to be able to understand what's going on in your own life. I'll do overviews of these three factors, the spiritual delusions, the emotional wounds, and the escapes from pain, and then we'll go into them in some detail over the next few days and possibly weeks. First of all, then, the spiritual delusions. Well, if you remember, if you have listened to this broadcast long enough, you will know that I talk quite a bit about that when we start in the book of Romans, chapter 1. But I'm just going to go in overview, as I say. Spiritual delusions are about our perceptions of God. Remember, we are all sons of Adam. As a result of that, we enter the world, as our cognition develops, with a sense of guilt and shame and fear, because we are separated from God. We are adrift in this world. We were meant to have a fellowship with God. We were created in His image, and that would obviously mean a wonderful, beautiful, sweet, and lovely, and strengthening fellowship with our Heavenly Father and with His Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But we lost all that. With our sin came guilt. With our guilt came shame. With our shame came fear. We carry guilt, shame, and fear about all our lives. We are so familiar with these three friends, in quotes, that we don't even know they're there most of the time. But guilt and shame and fear are the shadow that haunts us. Now, when you have guilt, shame, and fear in your life before Jesus enters the scene, then you will be in constant spiritual and emotional pain, and you won't even know what's hit you. That guilt and shame and fear is so constant and intolerable that it has to be escaped from. And so we go into the escapes from pain. That's the third factor I mentioned, right? The spiritual delusions, and then the escapes from pain. But let's say a little bit more about the spiritual delusions before we shift to the escapes from pain and the emotional wounds. If you have guilt and shame and fear in relation to God, you will slowly redress him or re-perceive who he is. He's no longer the loving Heavenly Father, the one who comes to your aid, the one who delights in you. In your perceptions, that is, you no longer see him that way. You see him as a judge. You see him as an ogre. You see him as the green-eyed monster. You start creating God in your own image. What image is that? Well, you have an image now where you hate yourself, where you are afraid of yourself, where you don't trust yourself, where you're constantly ramming guilt down your throat. This guilt and shame and fear, the view you have of yourself, is now projected upon God. You say, well, wait a minute, Colin, where do you get this idea that we have a view of ourselves? Well, from the book of Genesis. A distorted view of ourselves. What did Adam and Eve do the moment they sinned? They clothed themselves with skins, and well, not skins, with these stupid fig leaves. What was that all about? Adam couldn't stand Eve looking at him. As soon as they were together, they felt ashamed in relation to themselves. They had a different view of themselves. They didn't want to be admired, or they were ashamed to be admired, to be appreciated, to be loved. And so they hid themselves from each other as well as from themselves. God then comes into the garden and brings the real solution, or at least a type of the real solution, by killing an animal. The first death was at the hands of God himself, to show Adam and Eve that their sins were to pass over to someone else who would substitute for them. And that killing of the animal, of course, was a type of the Christ to come, Jesus himself, God, coming as man and dying in their place. But you see then that Adam and Eve's perception of themselves changed the moment they became sinners, and it has changed ever since. We cannot face ourselves. We therefore project that upon God and gain a totally different view of God. Now, if God had not come into the garden and provided those animal skins for them, explaining to them that it was a type of the Messiah to come, then Adam and Eve would have done nothing else than what all pagans have done since, casting God in the image of the fears of their mind, where the stone gods and the idols have grimaces and horrifying looks and scary appearances, eyes that are penetrating us and teeth that are grinding at us and fearful and horrible perceptions. This is all that man does when he is filled with guilt and shame and fear without the skins to cover them, that is, without the type of Christ. We project upon God the image of a monster because we are filled with guilt and shame and fear. So you see, the spiritual delusions are massive, and they even penetrate a lot of the Christian church today. We think of God as endlessly judging us, endlessly condemning us. Those who have not formed a clear view of Jesus in the Gospels and in the book of Romans and other places will think of God without the cross. God without the cross, because of our distorted minds, appears to be nothing but a judge and a monster, nothing but someone who is out to get us and to threaten us. You say, I don't think that, Colin. Well, listen, I'm not telling you what you think cognitively. I am telling you what your inner, deep-down psyche thinks affectively. That is, without clear cognitive thought. When you are tempted, You block God out because he might get you. When you are imperfect and you can't pull it all together, you think that God is ready to destroy you and drop you into hell. This is why it is so difficult for so many people to love God. They cannot love God because they are perceiving him from the mind of guilt and shame and fear without the atoning work of Christ. God without the cross is a monster to our distorted brains. And so I'm telling you, my friend, that the three factors that enter into addiction are spiritual delusions, emotional wounds, and escape from pain. And I assure you that the spiritual delusions are gargantuan. They are massive. Without the cross of Christ, God appears to be an ogre, as I have said again and again in this program, today. And I want you to understand that, because unless you understand the atoning work of Christ, you will never come to a place of peace in your mind. You will be forever tormenting yourself. You will be forever condemning yourself, thinking that God is doing all of that condemning. And you will run for your life. Where? You will run into your addictions. You will run away from your pain. What pain? The pain of the soul in torment in relation to God. We were built for God. We were made in his image. We were built for fellowship with him. Without that faith knowledge of God, it is impossible for us to perceive God. Without the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ for in the forefront of our minds, we are naturally pagan. That is, we are naturally perceiving God as an endless ogre, a demon in godly clothes, one who wants to torment us. That is at the core of addiction. There are the other factors, the spiritual delusions, the emotional wounds, and the escapes from pain. Keep listening in every day, my friend, so that you can begin to understand yourself. A very special announcement for you, friends. I am providing 7 weeks of group therapy, except that we can't call it group therapy because I'm not a licensed counselor or registered in the state of Colorado. But beginning the 18th of April at my house on a Thursday night, every Thursday night through to the end of May, beginning at 7 in the evening, you may come to group therapy. But we call it group, we can't call it therapy. Now listen, 10 people must register, otherwise it doesn't come off. And you must register by the 25th of this month. And it is $20 per therapy session, per non-therapy session. So please write to me at FaithQuest to register, FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. Tell me you want to join the group. And I want to tell you, you must attend all 7 sessions and commit yourself to that. You will sign a confidentiality sheet that assures that all things will be confidential in that session. You can phone if you wish, 303-738-8694, 303-738-8694. These sessions start on April the 18th and go through every Thursday night at 7 o'clock till 8:30 in my home till the end of the month. Now, what you will do is open up your life, share your life, and I as the moderator and the counselor, spiritual training counselor, will show you, will work with you in counseling in the presence of all of those others, and each will learn from the other. So it's heavy-duty stuff. If you really want help, come and get it. Give me a call, 303-738-8694. Register before the 25th of this month. See you next time, my friend. God bless.